Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
The Bible teaches us that we are blessed, not just so that we can feel good, not just so that we can be happy and comfortable, but that we can bless others. God told Abraham in Genesis 12:12, I will bless you, and then you will be a blessing. And this is the first law of blessing. It must flow outwardly. So how do you bless others? Well, by serving a need, whether it's physical or emotional support, financial or just practical advice. Philippians 2:4 says, forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. So when we bless others, I want you to know that God takes care of our need. God promises that if we will concentrate on blessing others, He will take care of our needs. There's almost nothing God won't do for the person who really wants to help other people. In fact, God guarantees this blessing. Luke chapter 18, Jesus says, I guarantee this, anyone who gives up anything for the kingdom of God will certainly receive it many times more in this life and will receive eternal life in the next world to come. When you care about helping other people, God assumes responsibility for your problems, and that's a blessing. He's much better at handling your difficulties than you are. And our blessings to others will come back on us. The more you bless other people, the more help you help other people, the more God blesses your life. Luke 6:38 tells us, give away your life and your life will be given back. Not merely given back, but given back with bonus and blessing. You cannot outgive God. The more you try to bless other people in the world around you, the more God will pour out blessings on your life. This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, reminding you to go the distance in Christ.